than people plan.
And magnolias,
they never do evil plans.
And begonias,
all they ever want is to grow. Plants,
iris,
are smarter than us.
Violets,
they make a living without any fuss.
Us.
Water, sun, and air,
and
are
sun.
All they need to grow. I think plants
are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
You couldn't ask for better weather to be in the KSRO greenhouse for Garden Talk on this Saturday morning. Splendid crystal clear skies, blue, puffy white clouds, 67 to 68 degrees today.
No.
How gorgeous. Yeah, that's the high today. Can you believe it? Chilly last night, lows in the mid-30s or so. A little bit of frost this morning, but glorious weather. Good morning, Gwen.
Good morning, Steve.
And good morning, Garden Talk listeners out there in Radio Land. A lovely 2 hours planned for you in the greenhouse. And then we switch over to the KSRO kitchen with Chef John Ash. And we will journey to the East Coast for our annual tasting of great wines with the Atlantic Seaboard Wine Commission. A once-a-year spectacular roundup of some of the great wines coming out of the 17 contiguous states along the eastern seaboard, all that coming up on this Saturday morning. But before we do any of that, as is our tradition, we chat with Dennis Dunn from the original Certified Farmers Market to whet our palate on this Saturday morning. Hi there, Dennis.
Hello, Stephen, Gwen. How are you guys?
We are doing well. And could this be more beautiful for a farmer's market?
It is absolutely gorgeous, and the sunrise this morning was just spectacular.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Gosh, that was beautiful.
Well,
yeah, it really was.
Well, entice our taste buds this morning.
Well, I know I've talked about them in the past, but let's talk a little bit about mushrooms today, and I'll tell you why in a second. Duncan's Mushrooms is here with their usual array of portobellos and button and the like, and, of course, Sam is here with his grown mushrooms from Bohemian Well-Being, but Jill is here with the wild foraged mushrooms.
Oh,
golden chanterelles, winter chanterelles, hedgehogs, and black trumpets.
Wow.
And I can tell you I got a sneak peek last week, and so I made a polenta with leeks and the golden chanterelles and hedgehogs with a touch of Matos three-month St. George's cheese. Delicious.
Did you mix that all together?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was really good. And then I took the leftover mushrooms last night and roasted them with potatoes and cauliflower and broccoli and let those go for a while and then put two cod fillets on top of it to finish it off with a little bit of lemon and olive oil.
Do you do private catering?
These are things I just kind of come up with off the top of my head with what I've got sitting around.
The madman of the mushroom world. That's
yeah, so, yeah, come on down, you know, make mushroom soup, just saute ham, you know, with, you know, olive oil, maybe a little bit of garlic. You can add a little bit of lemon to it. They're great. They're really, really good.
What else?
Well, hold on. We still have more mushrooms.
Oh.
Sporgy is here with their mushroom jerky and their four flavors. Great to walk around and munch with, and he's actually got packaged risotto with mushrooms in it, so probably fairly foolproof. So stop by and say hi to the Sporgy folks too.
What else could go well with those mushrooms?
Well, there's lots of leeks, there's carrots, there's the breakfast radishes, there's lots of greens, kales, chards, salad mixes, spinach, there's cabbage, lots of broccoli, lots of cauliflower, the Romanesco and the regular white cauliflower, wonderful Brussels sprouts. I said lettuces. Bok choy, broccolini. So it's a good market. There's a lot of stuff here.
Beautiful. Anything in the citrus world, possibly?
Possibly. Yeah, there's blood oranges. There are. Tom at Armstrong had a lime that I'd never heard of, and maybe Gwen knows. Berries lime?
Bears.
Uh-huh. Berries?
Bears.
Never. Yeah, they're yellow, but I've never. Mm-hmm.
Yellow?
Well, yeah, they're yellowish green.
Well, Bears lime is a green lime. It's a very common one that you see at the grocery stores. But maybe they let it get a little too ripe, and then it's starting to turn yellow?
I don't know. They're about the right size, and they seem pretty firm. They don't seem pithy at all.
Then maybe it's a different variety of Bears lime. Something else to the name. But well, as long as they're tasty, then that's good.
Yeah, and there's Pomelo's. Caracaras right now are delicious, folks. The Caracara oranges are tremendous. Navel oranges, Satsuma seedless. There's still actually a few apples out, too, folks, if you want to come make an apple pie. And persimmons.
Wow, still persimmons?
Still persimmons, right?
And still a few persimmons.
And someone just emailed, how do you spell it? Bearss. That's the Bears lime, Bearss.
I think it's Bearuss.
No, sorry. It's Bearss, the Bears lime. That's the correct spelling. Right. And it's really the best lime to grow in our region. It's the hardiest. It's really true to taste, and it's a really good lime, the Bears lime. Okay, continue onward.
Let's see. We just did most of the fruit that's here. I think there's still some table grapes over there, too. I stopped by Anna's Seafood. She's got white sea bass today, which is one of my favorites. And she has calamari steaks, which I think I may pick up. And if you haven't cooked calamari, folks, it's one of those things you cook for 2 minutes or 2 hours. anything in between, as my dad would say, it gets so tough you couldn't stick a fork in the gravy.
Anyone have crab today?
Yeah, Anna's is here with crab as well.
Beautiful.
The other thing too, lots of potatoes. Stop by and see Hector. Hector's got a table full of potatoes, along, of course, with his great honey. So stop by and say hi to Hector. Other proteins, Two Rock is here with a goat cheese. As I already mentioned, Matos is here with their St. George's cheese. Angie from Salmon Creek, fashionably late though she was, is here with all of their beef cuts, duck eggs, and they have whole duck as well. Oh, they've got ground goat today too. Ground goat burgers with a little bit of olive oil, lemon, and parsley are great.
Yeah,
If you like lamb, you'll love the goat.
Yeah, you need a little extra oil because goat's very lean.
Yeah, but a great, great burger. Libby is here with all of her varieties of pastas she uses her veggies from the farm and makes pasta. So she's got probably, I don't know, 8 or 9 different varieties, beet pasta, spinach pasta, red serrano pasta. And Strauss is here with their yogurts and ice creams and milk and chocolate milk, Steve.
Marvelous.
So that's always good to have around.
Okay, on to Sweet Tooth Trail, but Gwen has a comment.
I had a question before we get to the carb court. Anybody have onions? I have a friend who's looking for a nice, strong, pungent onion to make with a bread, a rye caraway onion bread.
Let me see. I did not notice any walking around, but I saw leeks. Tom at Armstrong might have some green onions, but I didn't notice. Let's see, if Hector, do you have any onions? No onions from Hector. So
no onions.
The only possibility would be Tom, and I'm not sure if he did or not. I don't remember seeing him.
Okay,
But lots of leeks.
Thank you. Okay. Now to carb court.
Dominique is still on hiatus. Cousteau's is here. They've got their usual array of crusty breads. Oh, and they've got... I would highly recommend. They have panini loaves and hamburger buns, some of the best around. They're really, really good. Raymond's is here. They've got their Asiago cheese breads and their mini focaccias and, of course, their sweets. What do they have for sweets today? They've got, oh, the cinnamon walnut tarts that I've already talked about, the double chocolate brownies that are, like, very decadent, lemon bars, apricot bars, chocolate chip cookies, you name it, they've got it. Full Circle is here, with their muffins and sliced breads and bear claws and stuff, and the California Cookie Company is here, with, as I've said before, with cookies the size of your head.
That's a big cookie.
They are big cookies. They're really good, too. He's a great guy. So stop by and see him.
Prepared restaurant-style foods.
As I said last week, the return of Minhe. I brought home last week, I brought home egg rolls, I brought home the pork buns, and I brought home the dumplings, and I feasted. And she has banh mi today as well. Oh, wow. So by all means, come by and say hi to Minhe. She also has her jarred pickled beets and kimchi and stuff and hot sauces. So Minhe is here. Green Grocer is here. I think I'm going to probably get a breakfast burrito here in a second. And Ellie's Kitchen with their pozole is back. Yes, maybe I'll have to change my mind. I hate decisions like that. with tacos, burritos, and Sweet Divine is here with their hand pies, the Beer Rock. Oh, she's got chicken hand pies today as well, and the meatloaf. I usually bring one of those home, too.
Wow. You spend all your disposable income at the farm market every Saturday morning. I love that.
Well, when I was younger, it was sporting goods stores. As I got a little bit older, it was liquor stores. And then when I got away from the liquor stores, it's now farmers markets.
What's on the bill de fare at the Dunn Brothers World Sausage Emporium?
We have a Louisiana Cherise, mildly spicy. We have French Country, a great herby, mild sausage. And we have the Michoacán Chorizo. And I will be grilling some in here when I get off the phone.
How beautiful. What kind of music will be entertaining today?
I'm going to do a miscellaneous playlist.
Miscellaneous?
Miscellaneous, mix and match. I'll take requests if people ask.
You always put us in the best mood on Saturday morning, Dennis. I don't know how you do it, but you just...
I don't either. I prepare for days for this.
I can tell.
You just make me hungry.
It's the original Certified Farmers Market. It's going on right now at the Luther Burbank Center at 60 seconds off Highway 101 at the River Road Marquess Springs exit, 8:30 to 1 o'clock today. You'll make new friends, I promise you that. It's a very convivial group of people that shop at the farmers market. You'll talk to the people that grow and produce your food right here in Sonoma County and in locally close communities. And if that weren't enough, you'll get to see Dennis Dunn eating.
And dancing.
And dancing and listening to some of his beautiful music. It's the longest running year-round farmers market in all of Sonoma County since 1968. If you missed today's market, don't fret. There's always the midweek market, Wednesday, also 8:30 to 1 o'clock. Thank you, Dennis. We'll chat again next week.
All right, Steve and Glenn, you guys have a great week.
I like to tell you to him at the end, happy eating.
Happy eating.
Happy eating.
Thanks. All right.
All right, Dennis Dunn from the original Certified Farmers Market. Can't get much better than that, can you?
No, I wrote down a list of things I want to get after the show. I'll head over there and stock up.
We will take a break. We will come right back, and we can go to calls at 636-1350 if you'd like to chat to Gwen Kilcher. Gwen co-writes the popular question-answer column in the Press Democrat dealing with gardening questions and has for the last 25 years with Dana Lozano. The column appears the first and third Saturdays in our Press Democrat. Column was in last week, and we'll talk about that. We didn't get around to talking about the column last week. At 10 o'clock, the man that knows just about as much as anybody about curing olives and actually caring for olive trees and all kinds of questions involved with olives is Don Landis, the Olive King of Sonoma County. He'll be sitting in with us on Garden Talk from 10 to 11. If you have an olive tree, you're thinking of planting one, make sure you listen to the 10 o'clock hour. And, of course, for all general gardening questions, chat with Gwen. It's the big Olive Odyssey coming up in February, and we want you to be the first to know so you can put that on your calendar. John Ash in at 11 o'clock for our journey to the East Coast. The wonderful, wonderful Atlantic Seaboard Wine Commission, representing the great state of Virginia and 16 other states up and along the seaboard. We'll be tasting some most unique and unusual wines only grown really in the eastern seaboard and Midwest and South and Northeast portions of the United States. Wines that you don't really see much here in California. All that coming up on the Good Food Hour at 11.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Time to tune up your heating and cooling system for just $49. And your air conditioner has high voltage electricity running through it? Hi, it's Paul Bigham with 1 Hour Heating and Air. With 26 years in business, I've noticed two ways of thinking. Those that think a system tune-up is simply changing a filter, and those who really don't know it's necessary and put it off. Well, at 1 Hour, changing a filter, adjusting gas pressure, and tightening electrical connections are just part of a tune-up. For the procrastinators out there, you end up replacing units twice as often while living with inefficient and sometimes unsafe systems. My tune-up will help keep you safe, utility bills low, and extend the life of your heating and cooling system, all to the tune of only $49. 1 Hour Heating and Air. Call 844-5-TUNE-UP. That's 844-5-TUNE-UP. Or log on to 844-5-TUNE-UP.com.
Does healthy eating habits fit into your New Year's resolution? Then shop the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market for fresh local produce. It's important to know where your food comes from, and you can meet the local farmers and ranchers who raise quality, locally grown food products for you to enjoy. At the market, you can savor a variety of delicious prepared foods. The market offers fresh local ingredients for healthy dinners, a variety of quality meats from beef, chicken, and pork to seafood, along with seasonal fruits and vegetables. Taste the local goat cheeses from Two Rock Valley Goat Cheese. Sample the wonderful baked goods, jams, spices, and pastas. Everything you need to create memorable healthy dinners is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Open year-round, rain or shine, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Tune in every Monday at noon for legal expert Charlie Cochran on KSRO's Ask the Expert Show. Charlie is a legal specialist in civil litigation and partner of Kornblum, Cochran, Erickson, and Harbison Law Firm in Santa Rosa. Charlie specializes in personal injury, civil trial litigation, and is California's super lawyer. That's every Monday at noon. Legal expert Charlie Cochran on 1350 AM and 103.5 FM KSRO.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Well, it's Garden Talk, and it doesn't get much better when you come to work and a wonderful listener shows up with fresh baked goods and fresh picked citrus for us.
Well, you have to mention it came from Mitch.
And that's wonderful Mitch, one of our longtime listeners and passionate gardeners.
And callers. I mean, he's always calling in with good questions.
And his lovely mother, who Myrna. Calls from... quite a distance away.
Down in Temecula.
Actually looked like baked some Polish wedding cookies for us and a what's called 30-day cake. Now, maybe that is some type of fruitcake. I'm not sure. We have not opened the package yet, because if we do, we'll start on Mom's famous fudge and work through that pretty quickly. So we're keeping this sealed until 11 or 12, okay? And that's from Mitch. And also, look at the beautiful navel oranges that his mom grows down in Visalia.
Yeah, they were talking about, they've talked about this navel orange that his mom grows for many years now. And if you can visualize these oranges the size of a softball, not a baseball, softball. And also, look at this beautiful jar, this canned, they're canned beets, golden beets.
Golden beets.
That's going to be fantastic tasting. So we're going to fight over those.
So we'll divvy over that. So thank you, Mitch and Mom Myrna,
for
thinking of us here at Garden Talk. We certainly appreciate that. And of course, this goes for everyone listening. If they have some extra baked goods or fruit,
feel free.
They can always drop it off at Garden Talk, and we'll make good use of it here. The starving broadcaster.
Yeah, right.
On Saturday morning. 636-1350. We can take calls for Garden Talk right now. Phones are open. Actually, Mr. Mulch has the day off today. Pine Bark has the day off today. So who do we have there? Doug Furr. Oh, Doug Furr is in answering calls today at 636-1350. And if you're not quite ready to chat, why don't you shoot us an email? There's a great alternative. Send us your question via email and attach a photo if there's a plant that you would like identified or a plant that is in distress and you'd like some remedial counsel. Steve at KSRO.com. It's really as simple as that to communicate with us every Saturday morning. And Don Land is coming in at 10:05 this morning. A lot of rain. Anybody having problems with all the downpour we received the past couple of weeks? Any plants drowning? I've noticed, and I've talked to two other people whose Meyer lemon tree is in the same predicament as mine. It's turned horribly yellow and dropped pretty much all its fruit.
Oh, my tree dropped all of its fruit.
Your Meyer
lemon?
On the lower part
yeah. of the plant.
Yeah.
And it all turned green, moldy, you know.
Yeah, that's what happened to mine.
Yeah. It's just the dampness. It's too much dampness, and then you've got a little bit of frost, and then you have warm weather, and it's the perfect conditions for rot. You know, brown rot, gray rot. Not white. But.
So this is not unusual.
No,
I thought,
what's happening
to my Meyer?
Poor circulation, no real air movement. You know, if you had a fan going next to the tree, I'm sure it would be fine.
Okay.
But there hasn't been a lot of wind, really. We had that one day of gusty winds that took down all broken branches and whatnot. Branches.
One of big oak fell in Sonoma County.
In Windsor, by the police department. And yeah, that thing is massive. They are so lucky it didn't fall in the other direction.
That was really lucky. And we have questions about this. Of course, when Fred Fry was on our arborist, we had some calls about big trees and thinning them out or taking them down because, you know, why do trees topple in a storm? Well, they eventually do if they're massive. And
plus, we also need to think about that tree was in an open field all by itself. And then they came along and they built the library up there in Windsor and the police department and the city hall, and they have concrete everywhere. And so here you had this tree that was all by itself doing fine. And then you build around it. Of course, you disturb the roots. The water doesn't go where it's supposed to go. Water's diverted. Water's collected where it shouldn't be collecting. And then when you have giant trees and construction, you know, sometimes they don't mix. So in time, you know, the tree just struggles along or, you know, hangs out for as long as it possibly can. And the perfect storm comes along and boom, over it goes.
Simple
as
that.
You see it quite a bit.
Oh, well, that sounds wonderful. Terrible. Wonderful. But you gave the answer, and that's...
Well, wonderful news that, you know,
no one was injured and no property was damaged.
Right.
So that's
right.
The good news. Doc would like a word with you about his lemon tree. Doc calling from Petaluma this morning. Welcome to Garden Talk at KSRO. Hi, Doc.
Hi, guys. Yeah, I listen to you guys every week.
Thank you.
My lemon tree is doing so well. I've got so many lemons, I'm afraid when they get ripe, they'll break.
Can you start picking?
I'm going to start picking a few of them, yeah.
Are they ready? Well, they're ready to be picked?
They're yellow.
Okay. Well, you know, if you turn the lemon around, if you see a hint of green on it, then you probably want to wait a bit. Squeeze it. If it's hard as a rock, You probably don't want to pick it yet, but if you're looking, you could prop the branch up. That would be the best thing to do. You prop it up if those lemons are not ready to be picked yet. But if they are, start picking from the end of the branches and work your way in. And after a while, you'll see the branch starting to lift up again, saying, oh, thank you for taking off half of this weight. So either prop it up if you can't pick them yet, or start picking. Are you there?
Well, I guess we just lost them. That's the beauty and the horrors of cell phones.
Yeah.
So, Doc, we hope you got that. If you need more information, call us back, 636-1315. We'll have you back on the air.
So it's an easy fix.
Oh, you're back.
Oh, there you are. So it's an easy fix for you, okay? So you heard what I said?
Yeah.
And then maybe in the springtime, do some pruning. You know, shorten the branches a bit, take out some, you know, the little spindly things, and
That might be a good call. I don't think they've pruned this thing in years.
Oh, well, you know, it might be time. So, especially if they have a lot of fruit and it looks like some branches are going to break, that's the last thing you want your tree to do is just snap off a nice productive branch. So, you'll do some pruning in the springtime, okay?
There you go. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for listening, Doc.
Appreciate your call. We'll be right back after the news at the bottom of the hour. More calls. And, of course, you can always shoot us an email at any time, steve@ksro.com. 11 o'clock, John Ash working backwards. Don Landis, the Olive King of Sonoma County, visits the greenhouse at 10 o'clock.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
The best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sonoma County.
That's Dr. Walter Tom's staff thanking you, Sonoma County, for voting Dr. Walter Tom, the Press Democrat, best cosmetic surgeon. Why? He listens. He cares. And he and his team are highly skilled in cosmetic procedures.
Thank you to our wonderful patients who voted us, the Press Democrat, best cosmetic surgeon for a third year in a row. We are humbled by your kindness and will continue to strive to achieve the best cosmetic results possible because patient happiness and their self-confidence is our top priority.
The best. Botox, fillers, lasers, hair transplants, smart lipo, tummy tucks, and breast augmentation. A true professional with skills beyond the ordinary. Cosmetic surgeon, Dr. Walter Tom. Contact his office today for a free consultation or visit his website at drwaltertom.com. drwaltertom.com.
We love you, Sonoma County!
Does healthy eating habits fit into your New Year's resolution? Then shop the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market for fresh, local produce. It's important to know where your food comes from, and you can meet the local farmers and ranchers who raise quality, locally grown food products for you to enjoy. At the market, you can savor a variety of delicious prepared foods. The market offers fresh local ingredients for healthy dinners, a variety of quality meats from beef, chicken, and pork to seafood, along with seasonal fruits and vegetables. Taste the local goat cheeses from Two Rock Valley Goat Cheese. Sample the wonderful baked goods, jams, spices, and pastas. Everything you need to create memorable healthy dinners is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Open year-round, rain or shine, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun. Paradise Pet Resorts welcomes your furry family members to go to paradise for the day. Try doggy daycare. It helps your dog socialize, learn dog etiquette, and get exercise. There's all-day supervised pup play, indoor and outdoor yards, and webcams so you can check on them from anywhere. Nobody loves your pets like you do, but nobody cares for your pets like they do at Paradise Pet Resorts.
It's paradise.
Fogline Vineyards is opening their tasting room to Sonoma County locals for a weekend of wine tasting January 26th and 27th. They'll be pouring their gold medal 2014 Russian River Pinot Noir and exclusive 2017 Flora, among others. Sonoma County residents can enjoy a free tasting of five Fogline wines and find a new favorite. Fogline Vineyards open house for locals Saturday and Sunday, January 26th and 27th, 12 to 4:30. FoglineVineyards.com.
Oh.
with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Clouds throughout the weekend. Today, mostly cloudy at 67, 63 on the coast. Cloudy tonight, too. Low 41, 45 on the shores. A few clouds for tomorrow at 69, 63 in Bodega Bay. That continues into Monday at 66, 60 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
It's Garden Talk live at KSRO. 32 plus years and counting. Delighted to be here in the greenhouse in Santa Rosa, California, chatting with Gwen and Peggy. And what's up with her leaf blower? Hi, Peggy. Welcome to the show.
No, I was wondering if Gwen got her leaf blower. She was talking about a battery operated one.
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
It's by Greenworks. It's a 40 volt. Battery, you know, rechargeable battery thing. So I've got it all. I know exactly which one to get. I just have to order it and get it. And you know, when I needed it, I didn't have it. And so now that I don't need it anymore, I'm not in so much of a hurry to get, you know, it's not on my list yet of things to do. So I need to get it back on my list, because when I need it, it's when I don't have it, and then I have to start this process all over again.
Well, does somebody locally carry them, or are you getting them off the computer?
Yeah, I'm sure any of your, you know, hardware stores, there's many brands that you could get. But my friend Jim, who has this particular one by Greenworks, I tried it, and I like it, and it does what I need to do instead of me walking around with my gas-powered backpack blower. This thing is quieter and
light. What's up?
It's lighter, much lighter, and it has that rechargeable battery where I don't have to keep pouring in that gas mix all the time, and it doesn't smell like the other one does with the gas, you know, fumes going out the back. So, you know, you walk around your property, you blow your walkways, your stairs, patio, and you know, wherever, and there's settings on it, so you can go low, medium, high, and yeah, so just because I know this particular brand, that's what I'm going to get. But if you need one right away and you don't want to send away for it, then, you know, all those, you know, hardware stores would have lots of brands to choose from.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and you let me know if you get one other than Greenworks, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks for your call, Peggy. 636-1350. And January 26th is a pretty important day here in Santa Rosa. Why? I'll ask Gwen. Oh, she's raising her hand. Why is today an important day?
It's the Rare Fruit Growers Scion Exchange at the Vets Building right now.
That is right. And if you listened to the show last week, you heard three of the Redwood Empire Rare Fruit Growers members on the show waxing poetic about what you will experience when you go to the show today. It actually opens to the public in about 20 minutes, 10 to 2 today. If you were a member, you got in early. You got in at 9 o'clock. Or if you joined and became a member, you got in at 9 o'clock this morning. And it's an astounding assortment of some 500-plus varieties of rare and experimental varieties. They supply the rootstock to graft them on at a very nominal price, and the grafters will be able to custom graft fruit trees on the spot for a nominal fee. It's not to be missed if you're a fruit enthusiast.
Learn how to graft. Learn about all the different varieties that do well around here. And, you know, we forgot to mention last week, bring a big Ziploc bag and a pen and a roll of masking tape, because that way you can write on the masking tape what variety of the fruit that you have, and even what it is. I mean, you're going to have these little sticks about a foot long, and then you get home and here's a pile of sticks that you have, and you go, what is this? And you know, so this way you can wrap a little piece of masking tape on that little scion, and it'll have the variety name and what fruit tree it is, and then you'll know what to do with it when you get home.
So there's the cuttings, there's the scions, There's the rootstock sales, and then there's the pruning and grafting demos mm-hmm. that happen all day. There's the custom grafting, of course. There's the raffle tickets that mm-hmm. are going on all morning. There's coffee.
Coffee?
There's a silent auction. And, of course, you could become a member and attend so many of their great fruit tasting events that happen throughout the year and get the magazine, which is well worth the $39 or whatever it is to become a member for the year. It's really remarkable. That includes the magazine. Mm-hmm. So it's going on right now, and we would rather you go there than to call Garden Talk. Go go to the Scion Exchange. God, it only happens once a year. It's always in January. And gosh, it's been going on for, I guess, almost 25 years or so. We've had them on almost that long, too, talking about it. It's at the Veterans Building, mm-hmm. right across from the Sonoma County Fairgrounds in Santa Rosa. Plenty of free parking. So it's something you don't want to miss if you've never been.
The only thing that they won't have there is citrus still because of the disease and the insect that's under quarantine and all that. And so you don't want to be taking a citrus scion from somebody's plant that could ever so possibly have that insect issue. And so they put a stop to that, I think, a couple of years ago.
And speaking of citrus, we may as well mention that we will once again be at the Cloverdale Citrus Fair, broadcasting live 25-plus years at Cloverdale. And we will be joined by, I'm not sure exactly who will be joining us, but someone from Four Winds Citrus Growers, the largest and probably best established, well-known citrus growers in all of California. We'll chat citrus with them, and we'll have some citrus trees, I believe, available for some lucky KSRO listeners. All that on the second week of February up in Cloverdale, the Cloverdale Citrus Fair.
Okay.
So make sure you listen to that. I think it's the 16th of February.
Yeah.
Okay, that's coming up. Let's take a break. We'll come right back. We can take calls at 636-1350 or Steve at KSRO.com. We'd love to hear from you this morning about what's going on in your garden or what you're anticipating going on in your garden. As before you know it, it'll be spring. I know we think, oh no, it's the dead of winter. What, another 6 weeks or so, 7 weeks? And we're into spring.
Yeah.
Back after this.
Larkfield, here's FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Hey, Sonoma County. Thank you for making Cream's Heavy Duty Towing the number one rated heavy duty towing company in Sonoma County. Cream's Class A drivers are certified with the California Tow Truck Association and have successfully completed the heavy duty training course. Each driver is background checked and cleared with local law enforcement, so you can be assured you, your family, your staff, and equipment will be safe and secure. Creams has the equipment and expertise to tow or transport bobtails, tractors, trailers, motorhomes, limos, buses, service trucks, and all commercial vehicles. Don't scream. Call Creams. No rig too big. Creams Heavy Duty Towing is proud to be a family business locally owned in Sonoma County since 1977 and will proudly be here helping the community as we all recover and rebuild. Call Arlene at Creams. 707-588-1250.
Hello, I'm Joyce Stafala, the Assistant Minister at the Center for Spiritual Living. You may have heard our program, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun, a half hour of practical spiritual inspiration at 8:30 on Sunday mornings. We want to let you know that in addition to our Sunday morning services, we also have an informal Sunday evening gathering at 7 p.m. and a free 1 hour class on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We'd also like to invite you to visit our store, Stepping Stones Books and Gifts, where you'll find a wide range of items for the spiritually inclined. Open Sunday through Wednesday, that's Stepping Stones Books and Gifts at the Center for Spiritual Living, 2075 Occidental Road. Or visit Stepping Stones online at steppingstonesbooksandgifts.org. And don't forget, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun at 8:30 on Sunday mornings.
It's not just about taking pictures. It's not just about cameras and lenses. It's not even just about photography. What it is about is capturing a moment that might never be experienced again. The people at Shutterbug in Santa Rosa will be your guide to the excitement of capturing that moment. Shutterbug are more than just photography experts. They're experts in making life's beautiful moments last forever. Shutterbug in Santa Rosa. Online, shutterbugcamerashops.com.
It's a new year, and Golden State Lumber is celebrating by inviting you to one of our two new window and door design centers. Located on Potrero Avenue in San Francisco and off Airport in Santa Rosa. Stop by today to view our newest window, door, and decking displays. Our knowledgeable sales staff can help you choose from our displays with a client-friendly environment and unparalleled customer service. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com to learn more.
So what can you get for $5? Well, Gwen, if you went to the coffee shop
and got like mochaccino.
A mochaccino, that's like $4, $4.50, yeah. Tip $5. Or You can spend $5 and go to the Scion Exchange at the Veterans Building here in Santa Rosa. Talk about value for your money. It's $5 to get in, and you got the world's experts here in fruit tree grafting at your fingertips.
And you become more educated, knowledgeable, and aware of how to graft your own fruit trees for the future.
So I didn't fail to mention that. It is $5 admission.
Oh, yeah, and that's right. Yeah.
Today from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock. Jane from Santa Rosa would like a word. Welcome to Garden Talk at KSRO. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning. Thank you. I have a Meyer lemon tree. I moved to here to my current home a little over 2 years ago, and the tree was already here, so I don't know its history. But it has had this year no flowers and no fruit. And last year it had one tiny branch near the ground that had flowers and fruit, and then a critter came sometime during the night and gnawed that branch off.
Oh,
so this year it has that doesn't have that branch anymore, and it has no flowers and no fruit. And
is the tree in the ground or in the pot?
It's in the ground.
In the ground. Is it in sun all day long?
It's not in sun all day long. It's next to the garage, and it gets morning sun maybe till noon or so, maybe later. In the other seasons, but in the afternoon it's going to be shaded by the garage building.
Okay, it's probably because it's getting more shade than sun, so, and citrus, all citrus love sun all day long, and the hotter the better, the sunnier the better. They're a warm, loving plant, and if you want them to get to produce some flowers and fruits, then it needs the sun. Also, are there a lot of thorns on the branches that you see?
Yes.
Okay. It could be that at one point, 1 year, when we had some really cold winters, heavy frost, that plant froze. And so then the owners at the time cut it all back, and then it shot up all this growth from below the rootstock, below the graft, I should say. Or if it's above the graft still, it sent out all this vegetative growth just to stay alive. And what it does, it sends out all the thorns and the leaves, and it doesn't even think, and it'll never think about fruiting, you know, flowering or fruiting. So if you want lemons, then you have to find a sunny spot in your yard and just leave that plant as a nice, beautiful, green, ornamental plant. But find another spot to grow another lemon, and you could look in the springtime when the nurseries start bringing in all their beautiful citrus plants and get another lemon tree.
Okay. That's what I was afraid of. That's probably what happened to it. But if there was any hope, I thought I'd ask you. So if I think they probably planted it there to give it some shelter from frost and so forth. So if I plant one kind of in a much more open spot where it is going to get sun, can I not just put something over it with, I know not right on the branches, but above the branches to protect it from frost?
Yeah, you could throw a few layers of frost cloth just right on top of the plant, and it doesn't matter if it touches the plant. Sonoma Mission Gardens has a lot of burlap. You can throw a lot of burlap on top of the plant to keep the frost off of it. And then if it's a nice, sunny, warm day, you can take the burlap off, let it enjoy the sunshine, and then you'll have to put it back on at night. So you'll have to do that quite a bit. But if you just use frost cloth, and I like to use a few layers of frost cloth because where I am, I mean, I get down sometimes into, you know, 24 or 26 degrees. So I want a little bit more protection than just one layer of frost cloth. So, and that you can leave on all day and all night. And, you know, maybe after a week or so, you could take it off and let it get some fresh air and sunshine. So it's easier to work with frost cloth than burlap or anything else. So.
Okay. Yeah. And you can leave it on all day?
Yeah, sometimes? I do. I do with my plants. Okay. I'm not completely engulfing the plant. I'm just throwing it over the whole top like an umbrella.
Yeah.
And I kind of, I get close pins and I close pin them to the branches so the wind doesn't come and lift it up like a parachute, take it away.
Right.
So I do anchor it down and, you know, I'll leave it there and the plant's fine with that on. But if you want to get a nice size container, you can put it in a container and then, you know, see where you move it around until you find the best position for that plant, location, I should say. And there you go. So.
Okay. Great.
Does that help?
Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Good talk.
Sorry about the other one.
Good talking with you, Jane. Roger has a question for you in Forestville. Welcome to Garden Talk Live at KSRO. Good morning, Roger.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, I wanted to ask you if now is the best time to mulch with, you know, a compost mulch around all the roses, the shrubs, the fruit trees, and all that kind of stuff. And in other words, get some feed going into the soil for the coming growing season.
Every day is always a good day to put mulch down. If you want to free, you know, clear the area free of weeds, or if they're small little weeds, you could just decapitate them or just leave them alone and put maybe some cardboard down if you want, and then put your mulch on top of it. But if the weeds are little, you know, tiny things that are thinking about coming up, you could just put, you know, a couple inches of organic matter mulch on top of the soil, and then they'll just smother away.
Yeah, and if there's other mulch there already, like some bark mulch and what do they call arbor mulch, things like that, you can just mix that right on top of that. And...
Well, it depends on what you want to put on top of that. That arbor mulch, you know, is a nice looking mulch. So, you know, when it starts breaking down, it still even looks good. But if you want to put in more of that, okay, then you'll have that, you know, everything will look consistent. But if you're going to bring in another kind of mulch, maybe it's, you know, especially if it's finer, like more soily kind of, then that you would prefer to have right on top of the soil. So push all that arbor mulch away, and you could put that more soily compost on top of the ground, and then put that arbor mulch stuff back on top.
Oh, okay.
It's a little bit labor-intensive, but, you know.
Yeah. Nope.
If your goal is to get more nutrients into the soil, I would use some kind of composted material.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. I checked around with some of the suppliers, and they have one called Cold Creek Compost, which is a real, supposed to be, you know, full of a lot of nutrients and spread that around and kind of work it around the soil a little bit where there's other things already on the ground.
Yeah, but I would push all that bark stuff away. Get a tarp and rake it all onto a tarp so you'll have it and it won't be mixed up with anything else. Put an inch or so of that Cold Creek stuff that you want to get, and don't put it up against the trunks of the trees or too close to the branches of your shrubs or perennials.
Right.
And don't even bother working it into the soil. Just let it sit on top of the soil and put the bark stuff on top of it, and you'll be good to go.
Okay, great. I had another question. You were talking about the large trees and how things disturbing the roots and stuff like that. After, like, you mentioned a tree that was freestanding, and then they came along and they developed around it, and they put concrete and all this other stuff. Because I see on the construction sites, they put like a temporary fence around the big oak trees.
Uh-huh.
With equipment and trucks and all that stuff away from the root zone.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's this large tree that's in near the proximity to my property. I mean, it's large. And on that property, they've done a lot of work, and they never put any kind of fences around the trees. And they've had tractors and trucks, and they've done regrading and all this sort of stuff, and right near the trees. And then, to top it all off, they added on to the septic system on the property, and they brought a line right near this one large oak tree. And I'm thinking, I'm kind of nervous about I'm nervous about that, and I'm just wondering how much concerned should I be that they've done serious damage to that tree.
How long ago did they do this?
Down the road. Oh, it's been done last year.
Okay.
But I know things like that can take time.
Yeah, yeah.
But if that tree were to, the roots were to fail and it were to fall, I mean, it could be a serious problem.
Well, you could do two things, Roger. One, you can call a certified arborist out, like Fred Fry, who we had out here, and he can do an assessment of the tree and make you aware of possible issues and this and that, that you could talk to the landowner. Or you could just take a photo of that tree one day in that one spot and say 3 months later, come back and take another photo of it in that same spot. And every 3 months, take a picture of it and see if you see the canopy is becoming less and less, where it's not growing and it's not filling out with leaves like it used to. So it's a sign that it's in decline and something's going wrong with the tree. Then you can have a certified arborist come out then and say, hey, what's going on with this tree?
And we're out of time for the hour, Roger. We hope that helps. If you need more information, give us a call for hour number two of Garden Talk.
Pengrove, here's FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
There's a better way to garden and landscape in Sonoma County, and it starts at A Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road, just north of Todd in Santa Rosa.
Hi, Daniel R. Gibbs, Botanical Artist. I'm the award-winning resident licensed landscape designer and contractor. Our team has won first place 14 years in a row at the Sonoma County Fair's Hall of Flowers, and our garden, Coastal Charisma, won Best of Show 2018. Now, through February 15th, we're having our winter sale, with discounts between 10 and 40% on everything, including our wide selection of deer-resistant, good-under oaks, and drought-tolerant plants. Right now is a great time to plant. During the rainy season, your plants have a chance to get established. This ensures that your plants acclimate quickly and require less water during their lifetime.
A Better Way Produce and Nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road, just north of Todd. A Better Way Produce and Nursery, open 7 days a week, 9 to 4:30.
Since starting service in 2014, Sonoma Clean Power has saved customers $78 million while reducing emissions from electric power plants by half.
Sonoma Clean Power CEO Jeff Cyphers.
We've built enough new wind and solar in California to power 38,000 homes, including our most recent project in Petaluma. And with our electric vehicle incentive program, we've helped Sonoma Clean Power customers save over $10 million on clean electric cars. Last year, we extended service to Mendocino County, offering our cleaner choice for electricity. And we built 46 megawatts of new California wind power for your homes and businesses. We've accomplished a lot in the last 4 years, and we're just getting started developing local solutions to climate change for Sonoma and Mendocino counties.
Sonoma Clean Power. Innovation grown locally.
Look and feel naturally beautiful with Safe Makeup from Lisa's Unique Beauty Bar. Now through January 31st, all Lisa's makeup is 20% off. Have you heard of Epic Mascara? It lengthens your lashes by 400% and curls your lashes at the same time. It comes in black, brown, and purple. What about our new long-wearing eyeshadow palette in 4 new colors? Or our Splash Lip Stain that stays on your lips all day and comes in 3 gorgeous colors? Remember, you can save 20% on all products through the end of January. Go to our page, My Makeup Beauty Bar, on Facebook and get hooked on Lisa's Unique Beauty Bar today.
It's fun, it's exciting, and it's like going to a concert.
Your winning career.